The Marvelous Wonderettes is a musical comedy by Roger Bean that salutes the high school song leader squads of the 1950s using pop songs from that era to tell the tale. It's 1958, super senior prom night at Springfield High, where we reunite with the Wonderettes, four girls with hopes and dreams as big as their crinoline skirts. As we learn about their lives and loves and take a peek into their futures, we're treated to the girls performing classic 50s and 60s songs like Mr. Sandman, Lipstick on Your Collar, Teacher's Pet, and dozens of others. Act 2 finds us welcoming Betty Jean, Cindy Lou, Missy, Susie, and their classmates back for their 10-year reunion and a musical assessment of how life and love have been treating them a decade later. The Winston-Salem Theater Alliance brings it all to life with their production of The Marvelous Wonderettes, opening Friday night, June 14th at 8 o'clock and running through June 30th with Sunday matinees at 2 at the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance. Theater Alliance actors Heather Hamby-Maggs and Heidi Schaefer spoke with me about the show. For the non-musician out there, maybe someone who's never sung in a barbershop choir setting, how do you begin to stick with your part when you're hearing three other parts singing not the same notes that you've got in close proximity?
Well, for me, I don't really have to think about it because I grew up singing in choir from the, I don't even remember what age I started. So, and my family, we would sing a lot around the piano. My mom always sang alto, so I grew up hearing that all the time. So for me, I think it's just natural.
Heather, you mentioned it was not intuitive for you. How did you, what was your first toehold into that world of singing harmony?
I had a very opposite experience. I actually have been a dancer my whole life, and I only started taking voice lessons because I wanted to get out of the chorus and get to play some better roles. So I started, you know, singing as a soloist. And it wasn't until I was actually doing a show called Church Basement Ladies that has four women in it that sing some really tight harmonies. I struggled so much. And our music director, actually, a guy named Craig Richardson, really encouraged me to, first of all, actually listen to the other people. You know, I had been kind of trying to be in my own world away from everybody else's and trying just to hear my line. He said, no, you have to hear where you fit in or else you're not going to feel good about it. And the other thing he encouraged me to do was to think of my line as the melody. Even if you're singing a really wonky harmony line, like Suzanne, who plays Betty Jean in our show, has many lines where she sings only an A. A seems to be her note that she just sits on and sits on.
She's our bass, so to speak. Yeah.
But even if you have this really wonky harmony line, you have to think of it as the melody.
So, I mean, family-friendly stuff?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there are a couple little, you know, words, but that's about it.
What's going on? Winston-Salem Theater Alliance, I mean, you're known for being cutting edge. You getting soft?
Well, considering that we're following up Marvelous Wonderettes with our naughty puppet show, Avenue Q, I don't think so. We're just, you know, we really want to encompass the entire community. And even those of us who enjoy the raunchy stuff, we like to, you know, do the bubblegum stuff every once in a while, too. So.
Winston-Salem Theater Alliance actors Heather Hamby-Maggs and Heidi Schaefer are one half of the Marvelous Wonderettes. The Theater Alliance brings this family-friendly PG production to life, opening Friday night, June 14th at 8 o'clock and running through the 30th with Sunday matinees at 2 at the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance. Heat Wave, It's My Party, and Mr. Sandman. It's non-stop girl group hits from the 50s and 60s, and you'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.